Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This summer's high-profile mass shootings have put a renewed focus on Congress's inability to work toward a legislative solution. But beyond the headlines, gun violence is an epidemic that looms over the daily lives of Black and brown people across the United States. Just this weekend, for example, at least 43 people were shot and 8 were killed in Chicago. And in Mobile, Alabama, 10 people were injured during a shooting at a high school football game. In St. Louis, Missouri, the crisis has reached a new level of horror. Children are frequently being gunned down.
Since the beginning of the year, there has been a number of homicides here in St. Louis. But around April, the shootings kind of spiked. And now it's a little bit over a dozen children that have been killed by gun violence.
That's Andrea Henderson, a reporter with St. Louis Public Radio.
This past week, they had a town hall meeting. A lot of the parents and a lot of the community members, they were angry at local and state government. Now it's just affecting them on a daily basis. Now it seems like that these children are continuing to get killed, and it's not like they're out doing anything wrong. They're out and about in a normal childlike state. They're either on the porch or they're walking home or on the sidewalk or they're on the playground. And it's just these type of simple things that children normally do, and they're getting killed.
And to make matters worse, law enforcement has struggled to make arrests in most of these cases.
Police were unable to solve a lot of these murders only because they didn't really have a lot of leads. They didn't have a lot of motives. So they're basically begging the community members to come forward.
Missouri has some of the loosest gun laws in the country, and it was the second state in 2017 to allow people to carry guns without a permit. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus pressured Missouri Governor Mike Parson to bring up the issue of gun violence at a special legislative session this month.
He stated at first that it most likely wouldn't happen, but now that they have been pressing Governor Parson to do something about this, he's actually taken a step back, and there are talks about what he's going to possibly do for the gun violence crisis that's going on here in St. Louis.
And now the lack of state action has prompted federal attention. I spoke with Congressman Lacey Clay, who represents St. Louis in Missouri's 1st congressional district, about what his constituents are demanding in light of the ongoing gun deaths.
Last Wednesday night in St. Louis, I hosted a town hall meeting on gun violence at Harris Stowe State University. The community is hurting. They were reaching out for solutions, common sense solutions to stem this gun violence that's almost happening on a daily basis in our community. We had over 1,000 people show up, the largest that I've ever held in St. Louis. And I'm here to tell your listeners, and as I told my constituents, that we can do something to end gun violence, and that starts by standing up together to demand action now, not later.
Congressman, one of the issues with demanding action, we just wrapped a segment right now talking about the influence that the NRA has, in particular on our national politics. But also, you know, we know that I'd love to hear what kind of action you want to demand, because even though Americans on both sides of the political spectrum say they're in favor of background checks, there doesn't seem to be any movement at the congressional level on this.
Well, let me first say that this country and my constituents have reached a tipping point. We have allowed a culture of easy access to guns to devolve into an epidemic of gun violence. And to me, this is a public health emergency, and that's how we need to approach it at all levels of government. It's time that we turn up the heat on the U.S. Senate to break the grip of the NRA on Congress and state legislature by passing the background checks, the assault weapons ban, and H.R. 3435, my new bill to give local governments the freedom to regulate firearms in their respective jurisdictions without depending on their state legislatures.
Congressman, there have been at least a dozen black children killed by guns in your district since April, and police are saying that they cannot solve many of these cases. What message is that sending to your constituents? We're talking about children here.
Well, and my new bill gives local governments control over restrictions on guns and ammunition. It gives local control to protect residents, neighborhoods, and first responders, too. But out of that town hall, I also heard that there was a level of mistrust between the community and prosecutors and police. That is why over 70% of these murders go unsolved, because the people in the community, the witnesses, will not step forward. So it tells me there may need to be an effort on the part of the federal government in the area of witness protection and some type of cooperative witness protection that actually protects witnesses. And so those are the kind of ideas that I gathered from that town hall last week. And that's what residents in my community are looking for, some solutions, some answers.
Well, Congressman, your district is St. Louis itself is about 45 minutes from Ferguson, Missouri. We just passed the five-year anniversary of the killing of Michael Brown. I was there covering the protests after that killing. I can tell you that relations between white officers in particular and black constituents of that community were very tense. I wonder if you have a response to that, because it is important to pass, as you said, a federal witness protection program. But at the same time, how do you ensure that the police and the community can improve the relations between each other?
Well, first of all, the prosecutors are the ones who make the decision about who goes into witness protection. And since Ferguson's, we have elected two very progressive prosecutors, people of color in both jurisdictions. They have brought new protocols to prosecuting. They are trying restorative justice. And their biggest opponents are police officers and the established legal community, who are fighting them tooth and nail for these against these integrity review units that go back and look at wrongful convictions. And so that tells me the culture of policing has to change in our community.
Congressman Lacey Clay is a Democrat representing Missouri's 1st District in the House of Representatives. Congressman Clay, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.